Hi class, let's learn about hospital as a system and organization. Now last time we have seen the definition of a hospital, which has come from a word, Latin word hospice, to accommodate. That means when a person is ill or he is involved in an accident where he cannot be treated at home, he needs accommodation in a hospital for specialized care, where the concept of hospital has come. And as we know, last time we have seen Florence Nightingale was a nurse who has started this concept of admitting patients in a place which she called later as hospital. Now, what we mean by a system? A system is nothing but a group of subsystems which are going to function in cohesion in order to achieve some defined objectives. In human beings, we have seen various systems in the form of respiratory system, where nose, nasal passage, the paranasal sinuses, the trachea, the bronchi, the bronchioles, the lungs, the diaphragm, the pleural space, which is by covering of the pleura to the lungs. These are helping us in inspiration or inhalation and exhalation to achieve the function of respiration, which helps us in oxygenating the blood, purification of the blood, which is then passed on to all our body through another system, ultimately known as cardiovascular system or the circulatory system in a way. There is gastrointestinal system, which is going to function for the function of digestion, absorption of the nutrients which are required for our body cells to function optimally. So this is how a system is: a group of subsystems or group of things which are going to act coherently in order to achieve some specified objectives. Well, hospital as a system, if we see, it is not like many other systems in management per se. There are some differences in the hospital as a system if we see. Usually, in case of various other organizations where systems are used, usually they have got well defined boundaries, whereas in a hospital it's not clear cut well defined boundary where it acts. In fact, apart from the accommodation, it is also helping us in the outpatient services where they go into community for outreach services as well. So the boundary of this system is comparatively fuzzy. It's an open system. It also interacts with environment. It interacts with social systems outside. So we have got various differences if we consider hospital as protocol, as in other organizations or institutions, when we consider some of the systems which are working there. So in hospital, actually, if we see, there are some differences as far as the system is concerned. And this is even open social systems are there, where newer and newer technologies are coming, newer and newer specialties are developing in the hospital. So it's an expanding thing. It is not defined objectives which we are normally thinking of. It goes beyond that, and it helps the society as a whole to take care of the patients as far as the health care is concerned, and we want a safe health care as well. So this is how hospital acts as a system. And there are some differences, as we have seen. Well, hospital can be considered as an organization as well. Organization is the word which has come from the basic functions of management, which we have learned while we learn principles of management, as planning, organizing, staffing, coordinating, controlling, leading, coordinating, budgeting, etc. So organizing is the second most important function of management. And from that word, the organization has come. There is a clear-cut structure where roles and responsibilities of people are defined to achieve some objective, where we are doing division of labor, and that's how then we are appointing somebody as the head for that particular small portion of the labor that's supposed to be fulfilled, or the objective is to be achieved for that particular function. And then we are going to define who is going to report to him, what is considered as centralization, decentralization, etc., which we will learn later when we go into details. So hospital is an organization as well. In fact, we human beings are exposed to organization throughout our life. Right from our birth, when a woman becomes pregnant, she goes to a maternity home or a hospital for registration. A child, when is born, the birth of a child usually occurs in a hospital or a maternity home. Then, when the child starts learning, he goes to KG. School is an organization, college is an organization, MBA college is an organization. He goes for working in different companies where again they are organizations, and when he becomes old, probably he may go to old age house, again it's an organization to take care of him. And when he dies also, funeral, that's an organization where we can say cemetery is an organization. So a person, human being, is ultimately going through stages of life. At every stage he needs an organization, hospital being the first organization one can say which is important for human beings. So let's learn now the learning objectives of this subject of hospital as a system and organization. One is important components of hospital as a system: medical care system, outpatient department, inpatient department, casualty, specialist and super specialist services. These are basically, you can say, care systems or cure systems rather. And then comes the care system in the form of nursing care services. In the last chapter we have seen the various aspects of hospital where we have seen about cure system, care system and rehabilitative system. Then comes technical care system in the form of various laboratory, radiology, imaging, etc. And then ancillary services in the form of say central supply department, sterile supply department and housekeeping, maintenance, etc. Then we need management support services in the form of HR and personnel department, public relations, finance department, etc. Then we learn hospital as an organization, what are the specific aspects of hospital as an organization, and then finally we'll summarize the topic. Now, hospital as a system, when we learn, basically like any other organization, some or the other production is going to occur, and for that what we need is some inputs, some processes in a manufacturing organization, and then some output comes out of it. So similarly in a hospital, there is going to be input, there are going to be some processes, and there are going to be some outputs or outcomes, and finally feedback we need at every stage. And communication is very important for giving us the feedback of how the things are functioning. Is it proper or it needs some improvement? So let's understand what are the various inputs if we consider hospital as a system. The most important aspect in a hospital is inputs, because various kinds of input will be required, like in any other organization where say money, of course, to start the hospital, where the capitalist people are going to put in money to start the hospital. They will require people to work in the hospital in various functions, most important being doctors, nurses. Then comes technicians in the form of lab technician, radiology technician, pharmacist. Then we'll need paramedical staff in the form of these technicians, ECG technician, EEG technician, etc. also, and some supportive staff in the form of HR, personnel, public relation officer, housekeeping, where some engineers will be needed. We'll need some receptionist, we'll need some finance people, so various kinds of supportive staff will be required. Ultimately, these are all staffing pattern we have seen as inputs which are going to be required for the functioning of the hospital. But for whom the hospital is created? It is for the patients. So we need patients as inputs, and their relatives will come, their attendants will come, and some more visitors may be coming to your hospital. So these will also come under inputs. Then comes some materials will be required to run the hospital. The materials can be in the form of various equipment. It can be in the form of the building structure for which various materials are required. It can be in the form of diet which the patients and the staff will require when they are working or when they are being treated. Then naturally, hospital basically is constructed to treat patients as an inpatient people, and hence they'll need medicines or drugs. They'll need some operations whereby they'll need some of the equipments for that and the trained, skilled people to use those equipments for operations. They'll need some chemicals for disinfection, for sterile antiseptic environment to be maintained in the hospital to prevent nosocomial infection and to have better ambience also. So they need chemicals and various kinds of equipments, right from the operation theater to the furniture to the equipment for sterility of the other equipments, as well as gauze and dressing material and whatnot. So we'll need various kinds of equipments. It can be X-ray machine, MRI machine, it can be auto analyzer for pathology lab, it can be gamma rays machine, it can be laser machine, etc., for various kinds of procedures to be conducted in hospital. So various kinds of equipments will be coming as inputs. Then we need money to build the hospital, to run the hospital, to pay the staff, to maintain the various equipments, for keeping good housekeeping, for public relations, for sort of advertisement of the hospital or community health services, outreach services. So we need money for everything, for facilities, for procuring materials. Everything needs money. Nothing is free in this world. So all these things will come as inputs for a hospital. Now once we have got all these inputs, we are going to process them. Now this processing will be done by whom and by what way? Most important is communication between physicians and physicians, administrators and physicians, physicians and patients, patients, paramedical staff, nurses, doctors, etc. Community as well, the leaders, community leaders. So all these people, the relatives who are going to give us the feedback, the patients who are going to give us the feedback about how things are or what they feel, what is their problem. So it's, communication is a very important thing which helps us in processing exactly what the patients are suffering from and how to deal with it, how to treat them in the best possible way, and how to add some of the facilities required for betterment of patients and their relatives and attendants who are coming. Ultimately, when this communication occurs, we'll need to decide for certain things to do. So decision making is an important process. It will be for cure, that is for diagnosis of the illness, where you will have to decide exactly what the diagnosis. Based on that only you are going to treat. And when the patient tells you how he feels after giving the treatment, then only you can understand whether your treatment is working or not. So again, you will have to decide based on that the further line of treatment. You may have to change the treatment, you have to do some investigations for that. So it is the cure which is going to happen through this process. Then ultimately patients are lying in the bed. They are not able to do their day-to-day functioning at times, and so they need lot of care, especially in case of critically ill patients, where right from the bathing they can't do, they can't pass urine and stool, so they need to be taken care of. Their skin needs to be taken care of by the nursing staff, because suppose a person is in coma, he is not able to move himself. As we know, if we remain in one static position for a long time, due to pressure, the skin becomes thin, and later even it can become ulcerated, the breakage in the skin membrane will occur, which comes as a bad sore. So you need lot of care for to prevention of bad sores, and in case it occurs again, how to cure them, it's a lot of care, nursing care, tender loving care is required. So here you'll have to decide what sort of treatment to be given to take care of this bed sores, how to prevent it. Then while procuring materials for various things, whether it is x-ray machine, auto analyzer machine for laboratory, whether it is the various dressing materials, whether it is the stores for which furniture is required, all the materials that you need in the hospital, you'll have to decide which is the right material for you to buy. So here the process of decision making will be very important. So you have to get the right material at the right time for the right purpose with minimal of delay, so that everything is optimally utilized and available at the right time. Then you'll have to take some action. For that also decision making is required. So putting decisions into practice, you'll have to have a balanced mix of communication, decision making and action. You'll have to communicate to various tenders, you'll have to invite for, you'll have to communicate with them and get the best out of it, right quality product at the right time without much delay. So you'll have to think about all the things while procuring material, while taking decision for the patient's treatment, while dealing with community, while dealing with the relatives and attendants also. You'll have to put certain things into action. Before that, communication is required and right kind of decision making is required. So it should be a balance between your communication, decision making and actions that you are taking. And finally, all these inputs have been put, all these processes have been done, and what you get out of it, the output or the outcome, what is that? It is nothing but efficient and effective patient care. The patient should become all right, the relatives should be happy that we have chosen the right hospital, the right doctors who are caring for our patient, the basic necessities of them are taken care of. So ultimately it is the output or the outcome of this whole thing is in the form of effective and efficient patient care, and they should feel that the quality of life of the patient is improving, and overall the morbidity, the sickness is decreasing, the mortality, the number of deaths are decreasing for patients who come to this hospital. So one can be happy about coming to this hospital next time also. It should not be like a Sadgati clinic, that once the patient goes walking in a hospital, he comes out only dead in the form of lying on the four shoulders and then going to pyre. So one should be very careful about taking thorough care of patients, making proper diagnosis, right treatment, by having the right kind of processes in the hospital, right kind of equipments, using evidence-based medicine, newer technology, whatever best is possible, and finally achieving the results of reduction of morbidity, mortality and the customer delight, that is patient delight, as the outcome or the output of the services that you are providing in a hospital. Now let's understand the various kinds of medical care systems that are available in a hospital. First and foremost is IPD, that is inpatient department or indoor patients. As we know, hospital, the name itself has come from hospice, hotel, accommodation. So as we know, when a patient cannot be treated at home for the particular illness or the accident, he needs some specialized care where he needs to be admitted in a hospital. So he needs accommodation. So that's the most important aspect of a hospital, and that is indoor care or inpatient care, where his illness will be diagnosed by proper investigations, by taking due care throughout day and night so that he becomes all right. In a hospital, we have got various kinds of wards. It can be in the form of the traditional Nightingale ward or the rig ward or L-shaped or circular ward. And for specialized things, we have got even the ICUs, that is intensive care unit, NICU for neonatal intensive care unit, surgical ICU, intensive cardiac care unit, etc. So, all these will come under IPD services or inpatient services. Then comes casualty. Well, what is casualty? It is nothing but an emergency care required for critically ill patients. They require at times resuscitation, because unless you give immediate care to this patient, he may die. So, a casualty is very, very important aspect of a hospital, which should be located on the ground floor near the entrance with a separate sufficient space for the ambulance to arrive and the wheelchair and the stretchers available at the site, so that immediately the patient can be transferred in the casualty to take due care of the acutely ill patient. He may require resuscitation in the form of cardiopulmonary resuscitation for him to survive. So, casualty is very important aspect of a hospital where it is open day and night, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And especially in case of disasters that are occurring, say in the form of earthquakes, floods, electrical disasters, mining disasters, the tsunamis and whatnot, a flood of patients are coming, or some industrial disasters where the chemical gas is released in the environment leading to multiple casualties, or some stampede. So, these kinds of patients, where multiple number of patients are going to arrive at the hospital in toto, and you are supposed to take care of them in the casualty by proper triaging, and we learn about how in detail how one should be prepared for these kinds of disasters to be taken care of in casualty and in the hospital as a whole. So, casualty is very, very important aspect in a hospital. It is the forefront. It is the first place where normally a patient goes, especially when he is critically ill and he needs the treatment, most important thing for survival. Then comes OPD. What is OPD? It is nothing but outpatient department. Well, these are the services provided in the hospital where you don't need the accommodation, but it's an important aspect. By providing right kind of OPD services, many times we are preventing the accommodation need of the patients. We are taking care of them at the beginning, before he needs hospitalization in the form of inpatient services. Outside also, there are various diagnostic centers, the general practitioners who are practicing, the clinicians, and even some of the quacks are giving basic services, first aid services are given by some paramedical people outside also. But it is the hospital where you get all kinds of specialists and super specialists who can give you outpatient services which can reach to each and every family when needed, and even they can help in outreach services at times. Then comes diet counseling. Well, when a patient is admitted in a hospital, he needs special kinds of diet. If he is hypertensive, he will need salt restricted diet. If he is diabetic, he will need sugar free diet. If he is a patient of heart problem, he will need low fat, high fiber, vegetarian diet, usually low salt also. So, there are various kinds of therapeutic diets also, as well as in case of abdominal surgeries, initially he will be on nil by mouth where IV fluids will be needed, then he will need semi-liquid or semi-solid, initially liquid diet, then semi-liquid or semi-solid diet, and then gradually turn on to solid diet. So, diet counseling is very important for the patients who are coming. In fact, dietitian can be one of the OPDs run in a hospital for those who are undernourished or those who are overnourished in the form of obesity obese patients who need to reduce weight, because obesity is a major problem. In fact, unfortunately, it is increasing day by day because of the junk food that we love to have. And in fact, in US and gradually even in India, we are seeing children also becoming obese because of the video games they play and all the junk food they go on eating without any consideration to their health adverse effects which are occurring. And hence, you need diet counseling, which is very, very important aspect of the hospital. So these are all kinds of services required for medical care system, whereby patients can be taken care of for prevention of further deterioration of their symptoms, signs for various diseases, and they can be taken care of and treated properly. Then ultimately, when patients are admitted in a hospital, only doctors and nurses cannot treat them. To have proper diagnosis, you many times need various kinds of investigations, and for that you need technical care system as well. These technical care system forms in the form of laboratory, where it is pathological, microbiological, fungal diagnosis, etc. A viral diagnosis is done for HIV or even hepatitis B, hepatitis C, etc. So you need a very strong pathological diagnosis laboratory. It's a very important part of a hospital for diagnosing various cases, because to get the exact diagnosis, you need all these investigations to be done. And for follow-up of the patient also, how he is progressing, that will be told by us by doing these investigations. For example, if a person is suffering from infective hepatitis, colloquially we tell as jaundice, his bilirubin level will be high, his SGPT will be high, his SGOT will be high, and then once we start treatment, he takes rest, he is given low fat vegetarian diet with glucon C and B complex and other things. Gradually we recheck his liver profile to find out whether the bilirubin is going down or it is increasing. In that case, he may be going into acute liver cell failure, where he needs specialized treatment. So progress of the disease we can understand by doing various kinds of lab investigations, and even for diagnosing the surgical cases, especially for cancer, etc., you need frozen cell, the frozen section diagnosis on table to find out whether it is cancerous or not, and then treat accordingly, because then the operation will vary based on the exact diagnosis of that. So laboratory is a very, very important aspect of the hospital system to take care of these patients. Then comes radiology, where you have got X-rays, CT scan, MRI. So this will come under radio diagnosis. Then even radiotherapy, nuclear medicine, etc., are modern things that have come up, and the digital subtraction angiography, DSA, is also there, which helps us in finding out exactly where there is a kink or aneurysm in the brain arteries, or if there is a stroke, we can find out where exactly the embolus is there or the thrombosis is there, or whether there is a hemorrhage that is occurring. So MRI brain and digital subtraction angiography is going to help us to find out the cause of stroke. So similarly, the renal artery stenosis can be found out by doing angiography. Angiography will help us in finding out if there is any blockage in arteries supplying the heart in the form of coronary arteries. So radiology is a very important aspect of the a technical care system for a hospital. Then comes operation theater. Again, it's a very important aspect, because many of the surgical cases where they require operative treatment for the patient to cure them, it may be acute abdomen, it can be acute appendicitis, it can be hernia, it can be hydrocele, where only operations are going to cure the patient. No medicine can help them in getting them cured. So you need operation theater where We'll learn in detail about that, where there are four zones and sterile zone is very important. So all kinds of operations, right from abdominal operations, piles, total knee replacement, total hip replacement, cardiac bypass, so many operations are required, and especially for cancer, many of the surgically operable cancers are there, whereby doing total excision of this cancer, the patient may be cured if it is in the early stage. So operation theater is very, very important aspect for taking technical care system of the hospital. Then hospital pharmacy. Ultimately, most of the hospitals are allopathic hospitals, where we need drugs to cure the patient, and there are so many other supplies which are required in pharmacy in the form of some of the injections, IV fluids, blood. So many things will be required. Of course, for blood we have got the blood bank itself as a separate thing, but pharmacy is again a very important aspect, and it is the maximum cost for the patient to get all the so expensive drugs and all, and of course it's also revenue generating for the hospital. So you need right kind of qualified pharmacists who are going to take care of the store, as well as to maintain the right kind of reorder levels for all the drugs. Emergency drugs have to be present all the time, even though the expiry date may be less. You may have to throw some of the drugs if required, but there are certain things which are vital which you have to keep it. Essential things can be used or got within a day or two, and there are certain things which you don't mind if it is not there for a few days because there are alternatives available. So one has to do ABC analysis, VD analysis, etc. in pharmacy department to take care of all the drugs and supplies for taking technical care of the patients. And quality of the drugs in the right proportion, always available at the right place, very, very important aspect.